Welcome to English in a Minute, where we teach you about idioms in American English. Making decisions is important, and it can be difficult. When you ask people to decide something, you might hear them say,
"It's up to you."
To find out what this one means, let's listen to this conversation.
What do you want for dinner tonight? I'm not sure. What do you want? It's up to you. Whatever you want, we will have.
When you say it's up to you, it's another way to say that you want the other person to choose. That might be because you can't decide, or you are being nice and letting someone else choose.
It's up to you.
And that's English in a Minute. Making decisions is important, and it can be difficult. When you ask people to decide something, you might hear them say,
"It's up to you."
การตัดสินใจแม่นเป็นเรื่องสำคัญและบางครั้งก็มีความลำบากเวลาท่านขอให้คนตัดสินใจเฮ็ดอันใดอันหนึ่งท่านมักจะได้ยินคำว่า
"It's up to you."
"It's up to you."
To find out what this one means, let's listen to this conversation.
เพื่ออยากรู้ความหมายของมันลองมาฟังบทสนทนานี้เบิ่งเนาะ
What do you want for dinner tonight?
มื้อแลงนี่เจ้าอยากกินหยัง
I'm not sure. What do you want?
ค่อยบ่แน่ใจสั่นเจ้าเด้เจ้าอยากกินหยัง
It's up to you. Whatever you want, we will have.
สุดแล้วแต่เจ้าเจ้าอยากหยังพวกเขาก็ไปกินอันนั้น
When you say it's up to you, it's another way to say that you want the other person to choose.
เวลาทานเว้าว่า it's up to you มันแม่นวิธีหนึ่งอีกที่บอกให้คนอื่นฮู้ว่าให้เขาเจ้าเป็นคนเลือก
That might be because you can't decide or you are being nice and letting someone else choose.
ทั้งนี้ก็อาจเป็นเพราะว่าท่านตัดสินใจบ่ได้หรือบ่ท่านก็แม่นเป็นคนดีปล่อยให้คนอื่นเป็นคนเลือก
It's up to you.
And that's English in a minute.
คำว่า choose C H O O S E choose แปลว่าเลือกแปลว่าเลือกหรือเลือกเอาคำว่า decide decideD E C I D E decide decide แปลว่าตัดสินใจคําว่า decision D E C I S I O N decision decision แปลว่าการตัดสินใจลองเว้าคำเว้าเหล่านี้ตามหลังข้าพเจ้าเบิ่งทาน choose choose decide decide decision decision
Making decisions is important and it can be difficult. When you ask people to decide something, you might hear them say,
"It's up to you."
To find out what this one means, let's listen to this conversation.
What do you want for dinner tonight? I'm not sure. What do you want? It's up to you. Whatever you want, we will have.
When you say it's up to you, it's another way to say that you want the other person to choose. That might be because you can't decide, or you are being nice and letting someone else choose.
It's up to you.
And that's English in a Minute.